How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
This is the Truth Network.
Did you ever wonder?
Did you ever wonder?
I do. Did you ever wonder
why the sun always rises,
but the stars never fall?
Why dry land is never satisfied by water?
And why fire never says enough?
Enough. Oh, the wonder of what is a blessing. You know, we sing it in the Psalms, we sing it at church all the time, and you hear people say they have a blessing for you. And so exactly what does that mean? I mean, it's one of those things that I think I like to contemplate at times, especially when you look at a verse like Psalms 103:22. It says, "Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion." And then it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." So how does that exactly work? And interestingly, when you look up the word bless in Hebrew, you're going to find that it says to kneel. I don't know if you knew that, but that's fascinating. And certainly that's an idea that Daniel had down well, right? Because it said he kneeled in prayer. And that idea of kneeling fits really nicely with the letters that are in the word blessing, or to bless. It starts with a bet. You can hear that B sound, right? and it's interesting that bet idea is always very much connected to understanding and to sonship, and so that's beautiful. And then the resh, which would mean that to contemplate something or to consider, and so, you know, that idea of contemplating the sun and that kind of thing. And then comes this wonderful, wonderful letter at the end of the word barach, which is a blessing, and that is the letter, and not that all the letters aren't amazing, but in this particular case, it's really revealing to me on why this is kneeling, okay? That the letter huf is the last letter in the word blessing, and you can hear, it's got sort of a K sound to it, so that's why you hear barach, you know, at the end of it, and that letter huf has to do with normally a crown. But the beautiful, beautiful thing that happens is the final hoof has this look to it of a crown that is unfolding. And the idea of it is, in fact, if you use the hoof as a suffix, it means you. And so as that that crown kind of unfolds, it's the idea of God is coming to talk to you, right? And so that it really, when you appear before him, like if you're kneeling, and like I just decided since blessing was kneeling, I would go down and try to bless the Lord, you know. And as I found myself kneeling, I kind of ended up on my face. And as I was thinking about how that looked like the normal letter hoof of a crown, that is sort of this, you know, hump looking affair, as I was on my face kneeling and supplicating for people, as we'll get more of the idea of a blessing here in a minute, and you'll understand why. But then when God shows up and he begins to talk to you, you stand, you come straight up, kind of, so to speak, like the final hoof is more vertical than the original hoof. I'm sorry, it's hard to say. Now, the original hoof is like I said, is like the palm of your hand facing down. And the final hoof, it kind of unfolds and straightens up, but it's still bent over at the top. So you can imagine that you're talking to God, your head is still kind of bowed in prayer, but now you're kneeling with your back straight. It's kind of a neat looking idea. And what I heard just yesterday, which was beautiful, was this idea of empathy. It was actually a Catholic priest that we were interviewing on another show that I was doing, a podcast that I was recording called Character in Action. And this the Catholic priest was asked what the word empathy meant. And he went to a book in the Apocrypha, which I guess would be called the Three children in the fire. But the idea is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said an amazing prayer in the Apocrypha. And in that prayer, they blessed the rain, and they blessed the snow, and they blessed the frost, and they blessed the dew. And this whole idea that's in Psalm 103:22, they were blessing, they were asking all the different elements to bless the Lord. And of course, all these things were things that he created, right? All your works bless you. And so with that, he said, what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were doing was they were asking those elements to be what God meant them to be, right? That the way that those things would bless the Lord is to be what they were meant to be, what God intended for them in the kingdom. And it's sort of neat that when you are blessing someone, you're asking the Lord that they would become what they were intended. And so when you see the blessing of the 12 tribes that Israel did, you know, you can see that what he was speaking over them was what God intended, obviously, that Judah would become this lion and you know, Benjamin, you know, all these different blessings. If you go through that, you see you're going to become who you are, right? And so what a beautiful idea of empathy that you are going to pray on behalf of someone else that they become who they are, that would be the blessing, right? That would be, what an amazing thing, right? And so I had the best time, actually, on my knees today, both kneeling, bending over, and kneeling, coming up, this idea of, and blessing many people that I know, asking the Lord that he would help them to become who they are, that he would bless them, right? And I couldn't help but think of, you know, the Aaronic blessing, right? Lord, bless thee. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could become who we are? I mean, what an identity idea. What an amazing thing. And so I was thinking about just 2 days ago, maybe it was yesterday. It was yesterday that Nikita was talking about when he came to Christ. Nikita Koloff, you may know, is a Russian nightmare. I don't know if you ever heard his story. But the day he came to Christ in the church that he, you know, where he knelt his, you know, went to the altar, this man came up to him and said that he'd seen him on TV years before doing an interview, you know, like professional wrestlers would do, you know, screaming at the camera. And he said the Lord took a hold of his heart and said, you need to pray for that man. I have a ministry for him, you know, that I'm calling him into ministry, but right now he needs salvation. And so this man prayed for Nikita. He was an older man. He didn't know anything about wrestling, didn't care for wrestling, but he started to pray for Nikita for 5 years, right? He had no idea that Nikita lived in the same town or in anywhere close to him, right? He just knew that he saw the guy on TV and he was praying for him. Well, the day that Nikita, you know, came to the altar, you know, he saw him for the first time in real life. In fact, he was sick that day and he wasn't going to go to a church, but God, you know, prompted him to go so that he could see the man that he had prayed for all for 5 years come to Christ. And then he spoke over Nikita that God would have a ministry over his life. And of course, if you know Nikita, he clearly does. And you can see the blessing involved in that. The word blessing never came out in the interview. But as I thought about the idea of what a blessing is, oh my goodness, when somebody speaks something over you, that you become who you are, right? How amazing is that? And I was blessed by Miss Beck. I was thinking about that. That, you know, I had this lady, she lived to be 104, that had read the Bible through almost every year, and she was, you know, born in whatever it was, 1912 or 13, so she lived a long time. But one time, you know, and she was an amazing woman of God, I can tell you, but one time after I spoke, she came and said, you know, you have such an anointing on your life to speak, Robbie, you're just amazing what God's doing with you. And she was so encouraging, and I just think about it now that she was blessing me, right? That God has given me this ministry to speak in so many different ways and hopefully bring his light, and it was what apparently he made me to be in some extent. And it's really cool to think about when you can have true empathy for somebody to help them become who they are. Well, one of the things that they all need to become is a child of God, and so as Jesus was blessing, I don't know if you ever thought about it, those that were persecuting him there at the cross, right? He said, don't hold this again. He wanted those people to come to him as he wants all of us to come to him. And so, man, what an opportunity we have today as we get on our knees to bless. Think about being in the presence of God and asking Him to help those we love and actually all His works become who they are. The wonder of a blessing. Thank you for listening.
Do you ever wonder?
Did you ever wonder?
I do.